Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting third. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus takes first base on ball four. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simmons. Manrique reaches second base with a double. Redus moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Redus scores. Manrique scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Boston reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to third. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boston scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Redus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Manrique hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk scoops it up and throws to first, with De Leon covering, for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive towards third. Gonzalez catches it and throws to first to double up Walker. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1. White Sox. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-0 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to second. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Karkovice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Manrique strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett catches it and throws to second to double up Sheets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simmons. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Fisk moves to third. Mark Williamson now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boston is walked intentionally. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gielen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Calderon moves to third. Boston moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviće hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Ray Searage now pitching. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt takes first base on ball 4. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt now playing left field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Boston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Wynn now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burleson strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carcoviche. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Carcoviche steals second. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carcoviche moves to third. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carcoviche scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby pinch hits for Ken Gerhart. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Rene Gonzalez. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.